All right, I am ready. Did we do a cold open or?
No, we didn't. Does anyone have anything to open this up?
Come on,
with?
Three toes.
I don't. I was just there's a spooky effect here next to my headphone where there's like a kid's face in the background. I think it's like, oh, it's gone. I got dink, and we've only had like a month to come up with anything.
Yeah, I know.
Could anything off your soundboard? I mean, you could play us in on a quote. I feel like you've got some quotes.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Jerk Jooms!
See you soon, Jim. See you soon, Doom.
Hey there, guys and gals. Welcome to the X-Ray Factory podcast, where nerd knowledge is on point. We are your hosts, James Von Doom.
I'm Chewy.
And Three Toes of Fury. What's up?
Welcome. What are we talking about today? I know we talked about what we're talking about, but did we ever determine what we were talking about?
What are better, four-legged or two-legged dinosaurs?
No, God, it's easy. Boxers. But I'm going with, you guys got a riff on WandaVision, I feel like. You guys are pretty caught up, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we'll riff on WandaVision a little bit.
I think that's gonna drive some traffic, and it's gonna give me, maybe it's gonna give me the final push I need. So be very spoilery, because I don't know why I have not started it.
What the?
You know what's funny about that is I think even if we're spoilery, I don't think it's really gonna give too much away.
There's not a whole lot. Yeah. I mean, there's not a lot of unknown still. We're six episodes in, and
there's not a lot to give away yet.
A lot of mystery.
But I also kind of. But I also wanted to talk about some of my favorite PS4 moments because the PS4 we're kind of going to be putting at the sleep soon.
I mean, yeah, you might be, but the rest of the goddamn world who still can't find one. So I don't ever plan on getting rid of my PS4 because God knows when I'm going to need a PS5.
Have you still been looking, Doom?
I don't want to talk about it, Three Toes.
I gotcha. I understand. Doom, have you still been looking?
Every week.
Are you serious? They're still hard to find. That is bananas. But then again, I guess like what the Switch is often sold out too, which is it's been out for a decade. So
there was news that the boards that they needed for the PS5s were going to be in plentiful, but then they ran into some other production issues. So they said most likely by April it'll be just on the shelves at the stores.
That's it.
So yeah.
Also, look at the screen. Now I've got that creepy kid in the background thing. It's my kid, but it's just like, it's the image is really, whoa.
That is weird.
Whoa.
Who wants to see us in with their pick of the week?
Three Toes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doom, can you see him in?
Three Toes.
Perfect. Thanks for the intro. Okay.
You get the new sexy harp.
My God.
I have a weird... it's not a footnote. What's it? Fine print. I have a weird claimer. What's the word? I'll figure it out. A weird set of rules around my suggestion. I don't know what it is. All right. Who has hands up? Who's got Hulu?
I do. First hand up.
You do? Chew, you do too?
I actually just canceled it.
I live and breathe Hulu, man.
All right. Sweet. All right. So here's the deal. I have a suggestion for those of you who have Hulu. And it's Doom. I'm interested because I feel like since I'm way, 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 way late to the party in this one, you may have even seen it or talked about it. Season one of Future Man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you see that back in the day?
All right. Season one was amazing.
Correct. You watched it.
I did. And some of season two.
That's the problem. It is so weird. I've got some ideas of why, but here, I'll just start with this. So if you have it, so Chew, you said you don't anymore. So I'm not suggesting getting the service for the show, although it's honestly for the longest time, I was like, well, someday I'll get it and I'll get a chance to see the show because it's created by, what's his name? Rogan, that's Seth Rogan.
Seth Rogan.
Yeah, it is, I can't remember his partner's guy. They did Preacher. They do a lot of other crazy stuff. They were like behind Superbad. But it is such a bananas over the line, like way over the line, funny, brilliant, nice. Well done, Doom. I can see it. It's incredible. And it got really good reviews, but it also, I think a lot of people didn't quite get it because it's so base humor in some ways, but the jokes are like a mile a minute. Fucking season one is amazing. The stuff they do with time travel, every side character is hilarious. The jokes are layered. They will seed a joke in like one episode Like they started riffing on like Corey Hart from the 80s and then brought it back and did like 1,000 references for the rest of the season. It's so good. I can't even tell you. And then it ended so good. And there's this huge season, first season arc. And then I immediately started digging into season two. And it's like, I feel like somebody told them they were a little too weird, too over the line, too whatever stream of consciousness. So they tried to rein it in and make it a little bit more normal. And it's really to its detriment. I mean, I love the characters and I'm fine with season two. It's watchable, but everything.
What season was it with the Josh Hutcherson clone cockfight?
That's at the end of season one.
Okay.
Which is amazing because that's where they go there. Where like there's the time travel move where he switches dicks with Wolf, and then episodes later they actually reveal that. That's why I was like the show, it goes well past points that you would ever think a show would go to, but fuck me,
it's great. It's what made it kind of awesome. I'm with you.
It's so good. But like I say, I'm about 3/4 of the way through season two, and I'm like I can't suggest it. So I'm always like that's almost actually good. So anybody out there just watch season one, fucking enjoy it.
But I heard season three is coming out.
It's out and it was the final one. And I'm along for the ride. I will.
Wait, so three is out?
Oh yeah, it's done. It's all played.
Wait.
But I heard it wasn't that great.
So two sucked and three didn't get any better?
I heard it wasn't that great. I'm reserving judgment. And two has got jokes, but they're just few and far between.
Actually, he is great though. The guy who plays Wolf.
Wolf is
best
amazing.
Part of the show.
Best part of the show. It's somewhere in the middle of season one when he starts to Ed Begley Jr. is brilliant as Futterman's dad when he starts to teach him to cook and he becomes this like unbelievable chef even though he's like this killing machine from the future.
Don't they do like an 80s montage?
Oh dude, do they ever. The references in and that, here's the deal for thank you very much because I didn't want to go much here. There is an episode in season one where fully takes place in James Cameron's house. Hands down, one of the best parody meets references I have ever seen in my life. The amount of James Cameron jokes that they fit into this episode, and I know I missed some, is insanely brilliant. And then a couple episodes later, they get stuck in the 80s, and it's a riff on 80s movies. It's a riff on 80s culture. There's like, they'll have like the volleyball scene from Top Gun. It doesn't feel like a parody, but it makes a shit ton. I mean, even by the nature of the show, it does constant references to Back to the Future and it takes it way past where it should. So it is everything that like a nerd would love about references and things like that, but it's not like on the nose. It's not like a scary movie like, hey, we're doing a funny parody. No. It just has this like love of places and time and then weaves it into the story. But the fucking Cameron episode, like even if somebody has zero interest in the show and they're a nerd, go in and watch that episode. Yeah, it's in the middle of a story. You might not get it. But fuck me, the references in there are so good. Like there's a scene where the guy's laying in James Cameron's living room and his house is like this homage to all of his movies. And he's laying there talking to the AI computer that is his home security. And the camera's slowly panning back and you realize he's laying on the door from the end of Titanic. And then it's the AI computer just like, well, you can only save yourself. He's looking around, he's like, there's a ton of room on this door. I could fit you, I could fit a bunch of people. This door is huge. Brilliant.
Oh, sorry about that.
Why is that on this? Did you record Three Toes recording that? What is happening?
That was probably a little too loud for you. Sorry about that.
Holy shit.
You've blown all the speakers and made everybody cry. So it's pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know if it's for the right reasons, though.
So, all right, but Doom, so that's great. You have seen it. I feel like back in the day you did and you brought it up. I just wanted to make sure. All right, awesome. Check it out. That's my click.
Cool. Doom, do I go next?
Sure.
Can you see him in Mr. Three Toes?
Doom. Nope.
Put the bong down, man. Awesome. So my click to pick is, I know I'm like, we're all nerds here, but I feel like I'm the only one who ever dabbles in the other cultures of the world. And okay. It just happens to be Lunar New Year, so I'm gonna go the route. God,
he's a lycan. He's a werewolf.
No, anime man.
Oh, I see. So you're leaving the nerd world and jumping over to anime?
Oh yeah, no. There's my foot's always in the nerd pool. Don't you worry. But I cannot and will not ever apologize for my undying love for what is the single greatest anime of all time. It is in the fourth and final season. It is, Let me just put it this way. This show has sucked in people, like friends of mine who don't even watch anime, but they're like, hey, if I wanted to get into anime, what do you recommend? Attack on Titan is the best anime ever. And it, you know what? It's weird, but my body makes that noise sometimes when I'm watching the show. I can't stress enough. You guys need to watch it. It's, wait, was that an actual person or was that the soundboard?
It was the soundboard.
Can you do that one more time?
Hentai moan.
Do it. Oh my God. Dude. We're going to have to put up a disclaimer. I feel like we're on a list now.
I got four words for you, buddy. Clear your browser history.
Yeah. Are we on the same list? Are we on the same list that Gina Carano's on?
Hey.
No, we're okay. We're not. Yeah, we're as long as we don't say anything about Nazis and stuff, we should be good.
Ooh, too late. Stay on topic. Stay on topic.
All right, stay on topic. Attack on
Titan. So where do you watch this on?
Attack on Titan is
Please tell me it's on HBO Max, Crunchyroll.
It's on Hulu.
Oh.
I don't know if the most current season is. Usually it's one of those, a little bit of a lag. I watch it on the old Crunchyroll.
Yeah, Crunchyroll is part of HBO Max, right?
No, I thought Sony was buying Crunchyroll.
I'm positive there's a Crunchyroll link. I just don't know if it's...
Is there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a limited amount of Crunchyroll on HBO Max. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
So if you can check it out, yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure seasons 1, 2, and 3 are on Hulu regardless. And then... But you know what? It's just its ability to tell a story. Like, I don't want to say that this is going to come off bad, but in anime, the way Japanese tell stories sometimes, it's just not as linear as it might be in like the United States or whatnot. So following stories is a little bit harder sometimes in anime. Attack on Titan is flawless. It is the Breaking Bad of anime. Like it just. Whoa. Tells the perfect story, and just like Breaking Bad, this show is ending after only 4 seasons. I mean, it knows when it wants to go out, how it wants to go out, and it's kind of in the sense that it doesn't care who they kill, but usually, like, the good guys, they never die. Season 4, not the case. No spoilers for anyone who hasn't watched, but, like, they're starting to kill off main characters, and, like, I am so emotionally attached to these, you know, illustrations, but it's like, my God, like, I'm sad to see it end, but I'm so happy that I'm gonna get closure on it.
Nice.
So I cannot recommend it enough. If you don't dabble, get on it, Three Toes.
No, I honestly, once I got the Max and I saw it had Crunchyroll, I'm like, fucking, I've been hearing Doom tell me all these different animes for like the year and I've seen dick, so I want to get into it.
Yeah.
Are they dropping episodes sequentially, or is it all available? Like, are you able to finish?
No. It usually it's either Friday or Sunday. You'll get a new episode.
Nice. So you are caught up, but you
I am waiting diligently for every episode to drop, which, and just like WandaVision, which I know we'll talk to, like, I know people like in America are we're like a binge society, but I love the waiting the week thing. Like,
yep.
It gives me, really does give me something to look forward to.
100%. I totally agree. And it is nice to have that, to look forward to it. It builds that tension that I got to know what's happening. So that's awesome sauce. Do you know offhand how long, like, is Attack on Titan, is episodes or what, 30 minutes, hour, season?
They are, I'm pretty sure they're only 30 minute episodes. And I think they're like 60 episodes or something. I mean, it's not crazy. It's not like I'm telling you guys to watch One Piece that has 900 episodes. I mean, you know, we don't have, like, you know, bongs to rip and Cheetos to eat and anime to watch. We got stuff to do.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thanks.
Awesome. You betcha.
But yeah, click to pick Attack on Titan.
Awesome. Cool. You've talked about it before. I'm glad it's into that home stretch. I'm glad you're digging it.
It's amazing.
For me, any kind of series that has like a beginning and an end and they know the end is coming, that's good stuff.
Yep. Yep.
Nice. Awesome.
Chu Manchu, what do you got, bro?
I've always wanted to dive back into that show and just haven't had the drive to do it. So maybe this weekend I'll dive back in.
Yeah, because he's too busy playing his PlayStation 5. The little fucker.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Maybe you just first got my click to pick this week. Who wants to see
Did
me
I?
In? Who wants to see me in?
Oh, boy.
And now next up, this some bitch.
I'm just gonna
Hey, open wounds, meet salt.
My pick of the week. No,
and its soundtrack.
That was the Inception bong.
Yeah, and it's Hans Zimmer does it for every one of his movies.
Now I'm in Three Toes' head.
Yeah. And I apologize for my killer dog downstairs who's barking at a fucking
squirrel. She sounds
squirrel.
Vicious.
Yeah. So my pick of the week, first of all, I wanted to mention that I dove into something that I know we've talked about before, and that's because I saw a commercial on the Super Bowl, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. And I ordered myself a box of stuff from Dr. Squatch, and I haven't gotten it yet, but I'll keep you guys posted. I ordered like a bunch of soap, some deodorants, and like some
Chewie's gonna come on the next cast with a full like shoulder length gold hair.
Oh my gosh, it's gonna be a beautiful golden mane.
What is happening here?
You know what's gonna happen is we're both gonna be sitting here. We're gonna be like. Now, we are separated by time and space and computers, but you smell amazing.
You smell delicious.
You smell too. Like that bay rum. Yeah. But yeah, so I'll keep you guys posted. I actually want to try to do that detox off of like aluminum deodorant type of thing, which a lot of people are talking about because they say aluminum's like really bad for you. So I'm trying to get off of that.
I've heard that for years, but it's also probably big, not aluminum-based deodorants. That's just trying to say it. But I remember back in the day, somebody saying like deodorant's like antifreeze, and it's actually.
Well, I think deodorant is. I think it's the antiperspirant, right?
That was it. Like, yeah, because it's like stopping your body from doing what it wants to do.
Yes.
Because I used to wear that a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll let you know how that goes.
I wonder why he's got three arms and three toes.
Because I think I got two different flavors of deodorant coming in, so I'll let you know how they taste.
You know what? Let me know how it is just overall. I want to get like one of their bars of soap.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
I want to lather it up. Wink.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? If you just use some of it and send that used bar our way, we'll try it.
You know, I'll cut off a piece before I use it and I'll send it to you in a Ziploc bag.
Hey, who knows? Maybe a future sponsor. But my real pick of the week is, like you guys already know, I was able to land a PS5 because my brother-in-law was nice enough to kind of look out for me. He got me one. And the one thing I wanted to mention, because, Doom, I talked to you about this. There's really no PS5 experience to have yet. There's no games to really play other than the games that have been last gen that have been revamped with, like, higher
the
frame
60
rates.
FPS,
and,
bro.
Yeah, yeah. A bunch of that stuff. And I do have to say, like, playing Ghost of Tsushima on a PS5 does look amazing.
Fuck this guy. Sorry.
Dude, you got to take care of that cold.
I know.
Welcome indeed.
But it really does feel like there's really nothing. I mean, like, I know, like, Miles Morales is supposed to be amazing. However, that's on your PS4 too. So you have nothing that's, like, really just dedicated to next gen yet. However, the one thing I wanted to mention is that the controller is like next level. And I don't think Xbox and Microsoft really took the time to do anything special with their controller. At least that's what I'm hearing. But my experience so far with this new controller has been kind of mind blowing. There's a really cool demo game that gets packaged with every system. I forgot what the name is, but it's like this little robot game. And me and my son actually have beaten it already. It's pretty short, but you play through, like, there's five different levels. There's a level for each generation of PlayStation, and it shows off what the controller can do. And the controller can do some pretty crazy, like, Wii-like stuff. And I think I was talking to you, Doom, about, like, the vibration in this controller can do things like they can make it feel like there's something inside the controller. They can make it feel like you're like rattling something inside the controller, or that wind is blowing from left to right. You can feel it in the controller, like
what?
Like when you're walking. So they can do some really cool stuff. However, there's no game really taking advantage of this yet, except for this little demo game that they have that comes packaged in the system. So that's what I kind of wanted. That was my pick of the week. Was just my initial experience with kind of setting the system up was really cool. It was really smooth in terms of like passing all of my PS4 data over to my PS5. And the controller has been amazing. I just haven't really had a PS5 experience yet, other than playing Ghost of Tsushima in like 60 frames per second. So
I'm feeling a cough coming on again, but I'll fight it back this time.
No, you probably need to. So, hey, Doom, I don't know if you noticed this. Did you see Chewie's background? Come on, foreshadowing. He's got a bunch of controllers.
Yeah, so the N64 one really threw me.
That's all sad. Well, I see my 2600, so I'm feeling pretty good. What's that one next to that? I should know it. The big butt.
Sega something, right? Wasn't that a Sega controller?
Wait, are you sticking the four buttons? I think that's a Neo Geo.
Oh, that sounds right.
Yeah, this is great for podcast listeners.
What the hell is your background?
Oh, it's awesome. So do you remember this one, Chewie?
It looks really familiar.
So there's this, it's this amazing, amazing artist that it's like the only artist that I've ever tracked. I've probably talked about him before, but look him up on the Twitters and the Instagrams. His name is Daniel Danger, and he does the most incredible, like spooky, surreal, very, very detail oriented, artwork of
is that Castlevania? Because it looks
it's the Disney castle. He has this incredibly spooky, I wish you could see it in its full like beauty, of where the Disney castle is sort of just decrepit and falling apart, and there's teeny tiny in the foreground there's like a little Mickey statue and Walt. It's so fucked up. I'll send it to you. It's incredible, and his stuff is amazing. So check him out. He's great.
I thought he was just a big Castlevania fan.
Yeah, me too.
I'm a fan. Yeah. Not gonna lie.
So let's get into this week's main discussion. Doom, let's talk about WandaVision a little bit first, because I want to know like what your thoughts are. And we may get into some spoiler territory, but we are going to, I think, hold back.
Oh, I'm going to spoil the shit out of this one.
Okay, no, first question first, who's behind the door? Somehow I've made it this long and it hasn't been spoiled.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God! It was the hologram of Macho Man Savage.
Would you believe it?
It's okay. Sure.
I mean, honestly, at this point, I would believe anything is possible in this show.
Yeah. Macho Man's the new villain in phase four.
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah. I think I was talking to Chewie about this. So, Three Toes. First and foremost, this is not meant to be an ageist thing at all. I'm being serious. Usually I do make fun of you for
you should.
For being a year or two older than me.
Being the young pup on the cast, go on.
But so it takes place, the first episode, in the 1950s. Dick Van Dyke show.
Yes. So,
get out of here, this guy. But you know what? It's really the one episode that I did not connect with, and it had nothing to do with necessarily the time of it, but episode one for me was difficult to get through. And I know if you look it up, a lot of people didn't hate it, but it just was like, what, you know, it was really like a crack open of the door to what they're about to unleash on us. Episode two on, it's been like electric heroin for me.
Really?
It is just littered with Easter eggs and just everything that's happening. It's insane. Every week I talk to my cousin, and my nephew about it, and we just keep trying to like figure out what is exactly happening. It's a heady show, I think. For Marvel, it's definitely probably the headiest of all the shows. But I am enjoying the mystery that is unraveling to us.
Oh, see, that's great. That I need to hear that.
Do you really want to know who's behind the door?
Sure.
It's Evan Peters as her brother Pietro from the X-Men universe.
What?
Yeah.
Do I know this person?
It's the guy who played Quicksilver, but in the
with Wolverine.
Yeah. Holy shit! Wait, then they got some splaining to do. Do we know when this is supposed to?
I am just so happy you said those two words, because I feel there was no other reaction to when that door opened and you saw it was him. I think the universe, all in unison, said, "Holy shit!"
Yeah, because
you knew it was Quicksilver, but when they showed you Evan Peters, there was no, everyone was confused in a good way, bad way, who knows, but they aren't explaining it. And how do you tell them without like it being, you got to unravel the show, because like the whole premise of the show is they're on a sitcom, hence the Dick Van Dyke and all that. So in the show, they're like, they recast Quicksilver, which is, you know, obviously a nod to it, but it's the truth. Like, it's all in her head, you think. And Chewie, did you hear that, like, Satan is involved? Yes. In fact, the devil.
What?
Is Satan Mephisto?
Yes.
Who's Mephisto, right?
Yeah, Mephisto, he's the ruler of H-E-L. And he's basically the embodiment of the devil in the Marvel Universe. And they think he's the one pulling the strings.
So the villain is the devil?
Kind of. Yeah, but Mephisto. I mean, he's, you know, he's...
So I need... So is it the devil or is it the Bono character? Because he used to have a character on stage where he would say, I am Mephisto. It was really him in his most...
He's just a big Marvel fan. Yeah. Can
you, Chewy, for next cast, you got to get the Bono hello, hello soundbite. Oh, please.
Yeah. Nice.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis.
Oh, God, I can't believe I boned that line.
I have two things I wanted to say about WandaVision. And the first thing is that it did take some time to grow on me. I think it took like episode three or four. I think it was maybe three where it really started to kind of sink its hooks into me. Did you notice, and someone pointed this out, so you know how a lot of shows have that like recently or like previously on WandaVision or like something like that. They're fucking with us with those because the last previously where it shows Olsen's character talking about something that happened previously.
Yeah, it's changed every time.
It was different than what she actually said in the actual episode.
That's super cool.
And the second thing I wanted to say was all of these casting drops for the new Spider-Man that have been happening for, I'd say, maybe six months.
At least they
just kind of keep peppering in or peppering us with, hey, just so you know, Tobey Maguire's in it. Hey, just so you know, this guy's in it. This guy's in it.
Multiverse.
They've kept doing that. So everyone already knows that there's some type of multiverse thing happening, especially after that animated Spider-Man movie that came out, the Spider-Verse. And everyone already knows that WandaVision is supposed to be setting up the next Spider-Man movie and the new Doctor Strange movie. So when this happened in, what is that, episode five, where we saw Quicksilver pop in, but cast as the person who played Quicksilver in the Fox side of things, the Fox universe, people said, what the fuck? But people also weren't surprised by it because they're like, oh, it's going to start unraveling right now.
I think most of all was the fact that he was dead. I mean,
yeah.
But I mean, Vision's dead technically.
Yeah.
And he's in the show. Did you watch episode six, Chewy?
No, I have not seen it yet.
All right, good.
But there are moments of like terror in this show that I thought were cool.
That was honestly the only question I have. The trailers make it look like there's some spooky element to the show. And it's like, I want that. So there is some of that.
Ritos, do not watch this with your child. Like, I know exactly what scene Chewie's talking about. Chewie, to your point, that exact thing happened again in episode six.
Okay, so
is there some freaky stuff?
Oh, very, like the one Chewie's referring to was weird and creepy. The one that happens in the most recent episode, like I was like, what the fuck? I mean, it was super dark, super duper dark. Like, yeah.
There have been two things that have kind of stuck with me, and there's that moment that we're speaking of now that reminded me of when Peter Parker saw.
Tony's ghost.
Tony Stark. And then there's an edit. There's an edit. I think it's in episode four. There's like this weird edit that happens that hasn't been explained yet, but there's all this weird editing in the show that really messes with you and Fs with your head. And it's I'm trying to think of what it reminds me of, but it kind of reminds me of like old Hitchcock stuff, what Japanese horror was doing really well.
Yep.
Like the 2000s. So like there's some messed up stuff, which just kind of gets me excited to see like Sam Raimi get into the MCU now.
Wait, why is he coming in?
Yeah. He's directing something for the MCU now. You didn't know that?
Was he doing the next Strange?
No, I hope not.
No, I think he is.
What? No, same guy's doing Strange too. The guy who did Strange 1, I thought.
No.
Come on. Don't tell me this. He fucking destroyed Spider-Man 3.
Oh, come on now. It's not good.
It's seriously one of the worst experiences of my life. I don't know what you're talking about.
But to see...
Oh, fuck. He is taking on Doctor Strange. Son of a bitch.
You know, someday I'll be wrong.
Yeah, but imagine Raimi taking over a a movie where he's given the ability to be his style of weird.
Right.
Yeah, I don't like it. I have not been a fan of anything Sam Raimi's did past Spider-Man 2.
What?
He did that one weird one with the girl.
With the bank?
Was that it? No, it was like a zombie movie.
Yeah, Drag Me From Hell?
Yeah. Yeah. Whoa. I was done like at 10 minutes in. Like this girl kept getting shit like put in her mouth, and I'm like, what the fuck am I watching? That's
my favorite movie.
No, it's not.
Whoa. But he still got under his belt things like Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Darkness, Quick and the Deadly. Come on, man.
No, his older side. He did Spider-Man 2.
He did Spider-Man 2?
2000.
A while ago.
I don't know. Two? Whatever. Yeah. No, I like his older stuff, but it's like the past 5 to 10 years. I have not been a fan of Sam Raimi's stuff.
I'm understanding. Give him another chance. Let's see what he can do.
Yeah.
Well, you have no choice. You have no choice. The mouse is shoving this down your throat.
That's it. So talk to me about references in WandaVision to the greater Avengers verse. Are they
100% tied in? Everything. Everything.
So they'll make references. But we don't know time and place where it takes
5 days after Endgame.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Oh, there are some amazing tie-ins with like there's that moment Doom where you get to see people coming back
from the blip.
From a snap, but from a different perspective and like a different place. And like
it was the way actually, they did it was really cool.
It was actually humorous at sometimes. It made my wife and I, we were watching it, and like it made us think like, oh man, that would be weird to be in this setting. When like you were coming back, and like it really started to explain the timing of like when people were coming back.
What if you were a pilot, let's just say, on a plane, and you got blipped, and then 5 years later you come back? Are you in the fucking sky when you get brought back? Like, do you know what I'm saying? Back. They never really explained that. So, but that just made me think.
Sam Raimi will
he'll fix it. Yeah. He'll fix it.
His job. He'll just give it a black hairdo, make it all moody.
Yeah.
I have to ask a question after the talk of WandaVision is over, because I need your opinions on the matter are very important to me. So I will ask that once we're done.
Well, once we're done with WandaVision, I mean,
yeah.
So your thoughts are you really liking it? I'm really liking it. I'm happy to be back in the MCU.
Yes.
And I'm happy that the Winter Soldier trailer came out. Did you see the new one that just dropped?
Mm-hmm.
The first one was a little weak. It looked good, but I felt like that just looks kind of generic. But then this new one that came out that was really starting to show the villain and starting to show a lot more of the action that was happening.
The Falcon scenes were really good.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Now, I like Zemo. I think Baron Zemo is a great villain. I'm glad they're bringing him back.
Yeah,
is it?
Because that's not really an MCU thing.
Is it dropping next month? I feel like it's dropping soon. Is it?
It's dropping. Yeah, it's next month. So right when the WandaVision ends, you might have a little bit of a break, and then they're going to roll right into Falcon.
How many episodes is WandaVision? 8 or 10?
10.
Nice. All right, good. All right, so that's actually left. That's pretty awesome, because usually they've been stretching out their like kind of tentpole shows quite a bit. Yeah. So for them to go from one to another, they probably need to. They need to get people hooked, their hooks into people and keep them. But yeah. Fuck, I'm on board.
I gotta say to Chewie's point, like not only are we back in the MCU, I feel like I'm watching a movie. They spare absolutely zero expense. Like the graphics are fun. It's like movie quality. You know, effect, special effects.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, which I'm glad to see, because of the three, I cannot wait for the Loki show. Like, bar none, that will be the one I look forward to the most. And that one you'll need the graphics for. So I'm glad that Disney is not messing around.
You know, there's one thing that they're doing in the show a lot that I actually really like in terms
Wanda
of
cleavage.
Oh, man. She like, yeah, I, you just, yeah, I, I don't know what you just did to me.
I think I just broke it.
No.
Soundboard hentai.
You might actually not, or you might not like this, but there's this thing that they do where
the cleavage, yeah, I
the aspect ratio.
Yes.
I
dig it.
for the TV shows will be like 4:3, so like the box.
Sure.
And then it'll like they won't hide it from you that it's changing. They'll like slowly change an aspect ratio, and then like the aspect ratio will shrink in on itself to like more cinematic, and then it'll go back to like the widescreen, and then like it'll shrink back into this. And I really dug that. And I know I've heard a lot of people complain about that, saying like it took them out of it. I'm like, you're supposed that's to be taken out of it. Like you're supposed to be wondering about what the fuck is you're watching, because
yes.
We don't know. We don't know if who's controlling what and who's directing what. And yeah, it's been
so this many episodes in, like, because usually the nerds do a really, really good job of crowdsourcing the unraveling of plots, because you just get 10,000 people thinking about it. Somebody's going to get it. But at this point, you guys don't feel you have a grasp of the big picture yet? Like, there's still
mystery. You have no idea who's behind all this.
No idea.
Really?
I mean, well, and then, damn it, Chewie, I wish you would have seen episode 6, the one that just dropped.
I'm watching it tonight.
You, Agnes, who's played by Catherine Hahn.
Yeah.
There's a lot of speculation on who she is and what her role is in the show.
Because of the amulet that she wears.
Yes. Now something happens between her and Vision, and you're like, well, that doesn't make any sense because of who she's supposed to be. So, yeah, Three Toes. No, there's a lot of mystery.
I love it.
6 episodes in, only 4 left, and yeah, they got some explaining to do. In the immortal words of Ricky Ricardo.
That's where I was going to go. Perfect tie-in.
Yeah. It's a nice way to wrap that one up. You know what TV show I've been watching along with this one that I actually burned through 3 seasons of during, like right when WandaVision started, I started this show, but it burned through 3 seasons as WandaVision is going on just because I've been able to binge it, is Cobra Kai. And I think I told you guys that I started it, but then pulled out because it just, it
that doesn't sound like you, Chewie.
that I started it, but then, you know, stopped watching it just because I wasn't feeling it. But for some reason, like the next evening, my wife said, do you want to keep going with it? I'm like, yeah, fine. Let's just keep going. And I have to give you guys my thoughts on this real quick. And it's that it's an amazing idea for a show.
Mm-hmm.
And the show does not know what tone it wants.
Mm-hmm.
It does. And I just am not clicking with it, but it does this thing. And I know you guys are all familiar with Karate Kid 1, 2, 3, and hopefully not.
I'm kind of familiar with Karate Kid 1. And that's kind of my
kind of, that's it. Really?
Yeah. Just the first.
I know we're kids, like seeing any, I don't even, there was 3? Was he?
Yeah.
Danielson wasn't in 3, was he?
Jaden Smith doesn't count, dude.
No. Those, I'm not even including those, nor the Jackie Chan ones.
So 1 was the classic. 2 was in Japan. And then 3 was back in California, but with
Macaulay Culkin's
with a completely new brother? Villain.
Wait, yeah. No, was Danielson in 3?
There's a trilogy. There's a trilogy with like all the original characters, and then there's a 4th with I can't remember her name. The girl in that Clint Eastwood boxing movie that fell over and smacked her head on the stool, and I was
actually, oh yeah, the girl, big girls don't cry or girls don't cry.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I can see her face.
Yeah.
Do you remember that Clint Eastwood movie? I remember seeing it in the theaters.
Million Dollar Baby?
Yeah, Million Dollar Baby. And being like really like moved by it. And then I went and I bought it. And I never watched it. And then I just threw it out.
It was all right.
Yeah. Hilary Swank.
Hilary Swank.
So I'm watching this show. I burned through 3 seasons of it. There's moments that are amazing, that are like filmed like the movies, that are amazing scenes that you're like, wow, it's actually pretty cool that they're doing this. And then there's just the rest of the show just feels like a CW shit fest. Like it's like, it's like a, like just poor quality, poor directed drama, poor written, but then it'll shift into like these fight scenes that are way over the top. Like you're seeing like groups of high school kids, like doing these huge karate battles in the middle of a school that if they had amped it up and changed the tone or temperature at that moment and like maybe gotten like someone from like The Raid to like to like choreograph it, but it's choreographed like fucking Smallville, so it really sucks at those moments. So like it's a show that like goes to the depths of suck and then actually goes to like the heights of like, oh wow, they, that's complete nostalgia and I really like it. And that's the only reason that I've kind of kept watching it, is because I have no idea what my review of the show is. And that's why I wanted to bring it up, is like, I'm so torn about why the fuck I burned through 3 seasons of this and like wasted my time. But I just kind of want to get that off my chest.
But fuck, are you gonna stay for the ride? Because I feel like that show is getting enough buzz that it's going to be around for a while.
There's a fourth season.
And
they're pulling the villain in from like the third movie.
Oh, Ivan Drago?
Mr. T? Drago is
4. Oh, yeah, Drago is 4. Shit.
I wish Ivan Drago was in it.
Fucking Hulk Hogan.
But yeah. We don't have a lot of time, but we wanted to talk about a little bit about PS4 and like favorite memories of it. So we don't have a
all
lot
of mine
time.
Are current, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm sorry.
All my memories are good here with PS4 because it's the only thing keeping me fucking sane in today's world.
I'm so sorry about that.
And as I am usually a person who's always one system behind, I wait till the next one comes out, then I play the last one. So I'm just about done with PS3.
Yep. congrats.
Thank you.
But Doom, seriously, like looking back when PS4 started.
I have loved every minute of owning a PlayStation 4. I mean, it's definitely a system that I think from the start, it definitely won the console war between Xbox, which, I'm sorry, if you're over 18, just buy a fucking PlayStation. I'm sorry.
Right?
Like, you know what? Xbox is fine. I don't judge those people. But, like, the PlayStation is just the better system usually. And I've loved mine. I've had, you know, why can't I think of what it's called? Their exclusives. PlayStation has the better exclusives. Halo's a good game, sure. But like God of War, if I wasn't able to play God of War, I think I would have been upset. The Last of Us 2, I mean, you're talking about games that are genre defining, and a lot of them are exclusives to PlayStation. So thank you, Sony, for kicking ass on that last one. And I really, you know, I understand shit happens and I can't get the PS5 just yet, but I will get it, goddammit.
Oh, you will.
I will conquer it.
All right. So you're telling me if I find one, I still should buy it for you, right?
Yes.
Got it. I'll go looking.
But please keep it under $1,200.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, we'll have to probably talk about this on another cast to kind of like go into more detail about some of the games that we've played. But there's this one game on PS4 that, Doom, I know you and I played, that I still see highly being influential into some of the games that we're playing. Even Ghost of Tsushima I see it as being highly influenced by this game, and that was Mad Max.
Oh,
and I know
God,
you
I love that game.
Dude, you know what's so fun? Wait, before you go on, because when you were talking about the topic for this show, like listing favorite games, I'm like, I know I'll start a game and I'll stop it and I'll start a game and stop it. But fucking, the only thing I was going to bring to the table is like, well, when I first got the system, I dicked around with Mad Max quite a bit and I liked it and I want to go back. Yeah. So that's a great pick.
Oh, yeah. I've always wanted to go back to Mad Max because I never beat it. I got pretty far, but I know, Doom, you beat it.
I beat it and actually went back and beat half of the game again. Like, it's so rare for me to do, but just cruising the wastelands in my custom ride, just beating the shit out of, like, mutants. Oh, can't ask for much more than that in a video game.
Am I wrong in saying that it's kind of influencing the open world games like Ghost of Tsushima? Because when I started playing Ghost of Tsushima, part of that game is just kind of roaming around and finding these like Mongol like strongholds and just kind of like gutting them out and just like coring them out and just kind of taking everyone out. And it really brought me back to like, I really enjoyed that from the Mad Max game, where you would just go to these strongholds that almost seemed like impenetrable, and you would just go in like stealthily and like take people out and just beat people's heads in and crush people's heads with bricks.
Yes. But if I have to give credit where credit is due, if anyone were to correct me if I'm wrong, I get it. I think that all actually goes back to the Batman saga, the Rocksteady games, the Batman Arkham Asylum trilogy. Yeah. That was, I think, that's what Mad Max kind of took from. It was that open world with the triangle block, that was probably one of the best trilogies of all time for me too, was the Arkham series. But yes, I do see that influence. Even the new Spider-Man games, they're all influenced by that mechanic of it's open world, somewhat streamlined combat, And yeah, you go into, you know, bust some heads and get out.
Yeah, I think that's the word to use, a streamline, because when you see a game like Grand Theft Auto or The Evolution, which was supposed to be Cyberpunk, you see like these open worlds that are built to like feel like open worlds, not exactly streamlined at all. Like it's and I can't think of the proper words to use to kind of explain it. But when you go back to something like Mad Max or even those Batman games or even like Ghost of Tsushima, they're open world, but they're very tight and streamlined.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
There's no fluff. You know, you're playing a game.
Right.
And there's a complete difference between those two, like categories of open world.
Well said.
And that's why I've never been able to really fully get into something like Grand Theft Auto, because it's too, what's the word? Like I get too, like, and I know that's kind of part of the game, but I get too sidetracked on little tiny things. And when I'm playing something like Ghost of Tsushima, I get sidetracked, but I feel like I'm still on a path moving forward, if that makes any sense.
I agree with you. And I think for even Grand Theft Auto, though, like you're walking down the street and you hear somebody say something and you'll look and, you know, it's a homeless guy beating up a hooker. And you're like, whoa, that was a weird interaction. But it's not like that's your focus. It was just like a thing that happened. But in Cyberpunk, you're like bombarded with those kind of things. And it's just like, to Chewie's point, it's like, it wasn't that it was almost too real, but it was like, I don't give a shit about this stuff. Like, just let me play the game and progress. And everything felt like a side distraction. Like, Ghost of Tsushima, to your point, you couldn't have said it better. Like everything I do in that game, I feel like,
dramatic pause.
I lost my train of thought.
Everything you do in that game, you feel like Ghost of Tsushima. Oh, it's like on a mission.
I'm supposed to be doing it.
Yeah.
I walked into this like grass hut and this girl was crying because she needed rice. And I'm like, well, motherfucker, I'm going to go find those bandits. I'm going to kick the shit out of them. I'm going to get this woman her rice back. And yeah, it was like a 13-second thing. And I was just like, oh man, I feel really good. Like I just saved this woman from starvation,
dude,
and I killed some bandits.
So are you still playing?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm deep in that. Yeah. I got to beat it. And I actually just picked up Monster Hunter World Iceborne. So I got to like give that a shot, and hopefully that transfers to the PS5, which I'm sure it will.
You're always a big fan of that series.
Yeah. I'm pretty pumped.
It will. I do enjoy that this generation with the, PS5 is that backwards compatibility is a non-issue, and you're going to see that.
Thank God, yeah.
Like when you get that, we live in a world now where they want to kind of blur that line. I mean, we're going to be able to play the PS4 games on the PS5, and what's amazing is that like there's that game I talked to you about that I want to play, Control.
It's free. Did you get it?
I haven't gotten it yet.
It's free on the PS network right now. That and I don't know, like Rocket League or something, but
yeah,
Control Definitive Edition.
Yeah, and what I heard they did there is they give you the option to like up the frame rate. They give you the option to turn on ray tracing, like light features and stuff like that. So that's the new world. It's the PC world. We're just upgrading what we currently have, and we're gonna be able to play those games quickly. I'm actually gonna pop Mad Max in tonight, and I'll see.
This is a good idea.
Yeah. All right, I got to ask you this question because we won't talk to each other before it drops. My question that I wanted to ask after WandaVision, how fucking ready are you two for the goddamn Snyder Cut to drop on Sunday?
What are you talking about?
I am ready.
Yeah, it's 2 days. On Sunday. Drop Sunday the 14th. Happy Valentine's, Three Toes, Snyder Cut, HBO Max.
You're lying.
I swear to God, they just dropped the trailer.
What
it says in 2 days.
What? That was supposed to drop next month, maybe soonest. Are they pushing it up?
Hold on, gosh! I swear to God, the trailer just said 2 days.
No, I think that's the trailer drops in 2 days.
You got to be kidding me! Three Toes. I'm not kidding you. It's March 18th.
Thank you.
Three Toes. You had to prove me wrong again.
I was just saying. Remember earlier in the podcast?
That is so frustrating,
dude. There is no question that I'm going to be freaking ready and waiting, and I'm generally jacked for this thing.
No, I'm not jacked. You just got me excited, not you. Warner Brothers with a fucking trailer to drop a trailer. This isn't Endgame. It's a fucking rehash of a movie that was a piece of shit.
It is Endgame for some people.
No, it's
okay.
Oh yeah, dude, there's the Joker's in this thing. Like what?
Did you see it?
Yeah, I
saw
the pictures. What it looks like? I've seen the pictures of it. Yeah. I'm like, hey, you know what? I mean, I can't stand his Joker, but I'm like, fuck it. I want this thing to be fun. Well, I don't care what it is. I just
he
want
can't
it to be
stand
fun.
His Joker because he wishes he was naked.
I think that's a great transition to see us out with. Does anyone have a fast food field file this week? Has anyone had a good experience over the past couple?
I can say I had a horrible one today.
Oh, come on!
After months and months and months of boycotting, I'm like, you know what? I'll give it a shot again. I'm gonna go to Taco Bell.
Where?
It was Taco Bell by work. It was the worst. It was the worst. It's terrible. I don't want to talk
it's
about
not
it.
Good.
It's not dead to me. I don't know how they managed to fuck up everything they have, but they did. It's terrible. I don't want to go back.
Yep.
All right.
They have become. They've lived long enough to see themselves become the villain, guys.
Ooh, that's a good quote. That's a good one. Yep. Oh, what do you guys got? Anything?
Well, outside the fact that I have eaten Culver's like every week since I've talked about it.
Ooh, wait! I texted you, right?
I'm proud of you.
I went that day, and you're right. That is a damn good chicken sandwich. Yeah. It's great. It, yeah. Loved it.
I had it yesterday. It's nice. Mighty and? Solid.
That's
very
what I'm
solid.
Talking about. Not, I try not to give bad advice.
I wouldn't say it's the best.
You know what I have to say though, and I did learn this because you know having a baby, you can't always eat right when you want to. So we got Culver's like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and then like 40 minutes had passed, and I was like, "Oof, this is not a sandwich you want to eat 40 minutes later." Like if this thing isn't hot out of the oven.
That's always a sign about the quality of our food is that if you give it just a little bit of time, you can't like, I mean, I lived and love and will for the rest of my life exist on mac and cheese. If you let mac and cheese sit for about 20 minutes, it is stronger than Gorilla Glue. I'm just saying.
It curdles.
Yeah. And actually that's weird. That's going to be my click to pick for the next cast, not mac and cheese, but something in the same vein.
All right.
Ooh, bury gonna, the lead.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Stay tuned for next time.
You want to see who talks about SpaghettiOs?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. See us out.
Guys and gals, thank you for listening. Check out theasteroidfactory.com. There you can find more information about this episode and all other episodes. And there you can leave us a voicemail that we may just play in a future episode of the podcast. Listen, share, and review our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or any podcast app of your choice.
If you like the show, please tell your like-minded friends. Anything you could do to spread the word helps us take over the world. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook for up-to-the-minute coverage of what we geek out about. And don't forget this week, watch a movie, read a comic, and do some gaming. I'm Chewy.
Three toes appear.
And I am James Von Doom. Remember, until the robots rise up, put your ankles in it. Oh my God.
Awesome.